USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. Appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
World War II Medal of Honor recipient Woody Williams is lying in honor at the U.S. Capitol after he passed away in June. Williams was the last living Medal of Honor recipient from that war, receiving the honor for his service during the Battle of Iwo Jima. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi praises Williams for his service during the battle.
He was a force of nature on the battlefield. At Iwo Jima, Woody marched through a hailstorm of gunfire, single-handedly destroying 7 enemy positions.
Williams joined 6 other Americans who received that particular honor at the Capitol after they passed away. Uber is facing more allegations.
Uber is being sued by some 550 women nationwide who allege they were assaulted by drivers working with Uber. The complaint was filed in San Francisco County Superior Court Wednesday.
Lance Pry reporting from the West Coast Bureau. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The consumer price index in the United States has risen over 9% compared to last year, making a new 40-year high. In Virginia, Brown Heating and Air Conditioner owner Brandon Brown says his business is making a lot of changes because of inflation.
We've had to actually raise, labor and hourly rates to keep, making it worth it to come to work for the employees.
There are questions about whether the killing of Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi will be mentioned during President Joe Biden's meeting with Saudi officials on Friday. Khashoggi's widow, Hanan Khashoggi, tells Fox News Saudi Arabia's crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, misunderstood Khashoggi's criticism of the country as disloyalty.
He didn't want to have a problem with his country until the last minute of his life. He stand for his vision, democratic freedom, justice, equal right, but in same time, he doesn't want to disparage the relation between himself and his country, including the royal family.
SpaceX is finally ready to launch new supplies to the International Space Station. A Falcon 9 rocket loaded with more than 5,800 pounds of cargo is set for liftoff tonight from Florida. Weather is 70% favorable with a chance for isolated showers as a major concern. The capsule is set to lift off at 8:44 p.m. Eastern Time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.